So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for 8 minutes of daily inspiration on the Erica Glessing Show for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And our topic and guest today, well, I think it's pretty dear to almost everybody. We're going to talk about money with a wonderful finance expert, Rita Oliver. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you, Erica. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am good. We've been having so much fun getting to know each other. You know, I feel like let's just jump right in. If I have had lots of history of having trouble having money, just where do I get started? What do I do to get started on this?
You know, where we get started, Erica, is a deep conversation about what happened. And then we take the pieces from what happened and then we construct on what we need to do to move forward today. You know, the past does give us some information, but it's not an indication of what the future will be. So I believe that what I do and how I work with my clients, you know, people feel bad about what they've done with their money, what happened. And, you know, I tell them it's just a life experience, Erica. You know, it's about what you knew to do at that time. And there was nothing wrong with that. And so, you know, when we know better, we do better. And so I sit down with the person and we go over, you know, maybe a little bit of that. And then I ask them about where they want to be, what would they like to do? And we sit down and work out what's workable, what's doable, and realistic for them. You know, everybody cannot fit into one mold, one plan, because everybody has a different life. Everybody sees it differently. Everybody thinks about it differently. They process it differently. So I work with them so it works for their lifestyle and what they do.
So just tell me a little bit about your own background and like where I'm talking to you from, where you live, and what was your aha moment? What made you want to go into this kind of work?
Okay, well, I am an auditor by trade. I grew up in Mississippi in the northeastern part of Mississippi, in rural Mississippi, Macon, Mississippi, and I went to school at Mississippi State University in Starkville, and I majored in banking and finance. And then I started working my federal government career while I was in college in Dallas, Texas. I live in Dallas, Texas today, in Lewisville, Texas. And so,
oh my gosh, so you have both Mississippi and Texas in your voice.
Ah. Yes. So you can call me a Texippian.
Okay. Well, that's pretty awesome. I have a good ear and I like to be able to say like where someone's from in the country. Uh-huh. But sometimes you can't always, you know, tell exactly where someone's from in the country. So that's pretty interesting that growing up in a rural community, that's pretty interesting. And then having gone to college and then tell me a little bit about something, aha, like you seem to like banking straight out. Like what was it that attracted you to that career?
Oh, well, you know what, Erica? I took a bookkeeping class in the 10th grade in high school. And with that class, it all just clicked. I knew I wanted to work with numbers. I knew
wow.
I wanted to announce. It just clicked in the 10th grade.
Oh my goodness. You know, I have to say I did write songs in 10th grade.
Okay.
So there's hope for me yet, because I was writing poetry and songs right back then, and now I do write.
Do
write poems. So, I mean, I guess it could happen to you, it could happen to me, it could happen to anyone. So follow that sense of that click, everybody. That's one of the aha moments I want to just bring up, because how important is it to recognize that sense of like, oh, this is like something I like to do, you know?
Yes, the 10th grade, I was 15 years old and it clicked for me. And it clicked so well that what I did, my brother was already attending Mississippi State University, so his college catalog was at home. So I took it and I looked up the School of Accountancy, and so I wrote to the dean and asked her, you know, what I needed to do, you know, to prepare to come there to major in accounting, because I started out in accounting, but I switched to finance. So I wrote the dean at 15 years old you know, to ask her what I needed to do, what classes I needed to take in high school, and what I needed to do to get there to be in. And she wrote me back. And then sent me a map of the campus and everything. And so from that day, Erica, I started planning.
Wow.
And I had mapped out where I was going to live in 2 years, how I was going to get to class, how I was going to, all of that at 15 years old.
That's beautiful.
So,
you can give my 15-year-old some advice.
Well, see, it's easier for them today. They can just Google it. I had to pull out the map, you know, it's a hard copy, and learning about east and west, north and south.
Right.
You know, and so, but my aha moment, that was it at 15 to know that I wanted to do that. And then I also knew I wanted to live in Dallas, Texas, because I was watching a TV show, Dallas. And,
you're like, oh, I'm going to have that.
Yes, I did. And then I came across an article in the library when I had to do a paper that said that Texas was a good place for women and it was growing for CPAs or people in accounting and finance. And I said, that's it. That's where I'm going. And lo and behold, in my sophomore year of college, the General Accounting Office came to campus to interview, and I interviewed, and they hired me, and it was in Dallas, Texas.
Oh my goodness. So that just really feels like a blessed life to me, right?
Yes, it has been. It absolutely has been.
So tell us just in the last few minutes, one little more thing an entrepreneur could do to get their money going well, and then how we can reach you and get more help if we're interested.
Okay, one thing that an entrepreneur can get their money going, I did a seminar for the Dallas Women Entrepreneurs about a month ago. And for entrepreneurs, it's really honing in on the difference between revenue and income in the business. And you have to create what I call, and I've helped some entrepreneurs do it, it's called the revenue ecosystem. You know, Erica, we were just looking at the book about the butterflies, Trust the Process. You had the butterflies on the cover, Arthur. And you know, butterflies are part of our ecosystem. You know, our ecosystem with living organisms, humans, animals. And so the same thing with the business is that it's an ecosystem. And that ecosystem is run by the entrepreneur. It's the revenue, expenses, reserves. It's creating, everything has an individual role, but you need them all to work together. And it's to help entrepreneurs understand how it all works together and how when they take in that revenue, how it benefits you and benefits the business. My motto to entrepreneurs is that the business should pay for the business and the business should pay you. A lot of entrepreneurs struggle because they go in debt with the business, and I see no need for that at all, because your job in that business is to network, to communicate, to collaborate, to connect, capture, and convert to the customer to make them a client, and it becomes revenue. And if you have the structure in place, then you can always focus on that. And that's what I help them do.
I love it. And what's your URL, Rita? How can we find you?
You can find me at www.yourmoneytruth.net. And you can find me on Facebook at Strategies, Options, and Solutions-Money Strategists.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, and thank you for having me. I've so enjoyed it. And I've so enjoyed the blessings that you've laid upon me today when we were getting to know each other. You are such an inspiration. Thank you.
Rita.